Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Healing belongs to us. Let's look this morning at Exodus chapter 15, the 26th verse. If you will diligently hearken, if you will diligently hear, Ken. Amen. To the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians. He brought disease on the Egyptians as a weapon. As a weapon. Can you see that? For I am the Lord. I am. I am. He is the great I am. This is one of the redemptive names of God. Jehovah Rapha. I am the God that heals you. Someone said healing was passed away, he'd have to change his name. That ain't gonna happen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. In the New King James, if you diligently heed the voice, diligently hear the word. You diligently, diligently, not just kind of cruising by. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I'll put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Listen carefully, study. Spend time with it. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight. Oh, I like that. Do what is right in his sight. What is right in his sight? Faith. Faith is right in his sight. We have been made. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Now, what does righteousness mean? Well, everybody knows what it means till you go to church. It just simply means right standing with God. You were not in right standing with God until you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes, your right standing was not anything. Let me ask you something. Did you ever commit any righteousness? No, absolutely not. Did Jesus ever commit sin? No. He was made sin with our sin. We were made right with God with his right standing with God. Amen. And in that is wellness. Not just healing, wellness. Glory to God. Amen. So he said, I am. Say it, I am.
I am.
I am. am the Lord. I am. Capital L-O-R-D. I am the God who heals you. I will hear from heaven, and I will heal your land. You pay attention to me. You pay attention to my word. You get in my word, and you diligently spend time in it. Then I am your healer. I am the healing of your body. I am the renewing of your mind. I am the healing and restoration of your finances. I am. I am. I am. I am. Now, let me encourage you. How many people in here born again? Everybody in the room. Be careful about what you say, I am. Man, I am so tired. Oh. Now, let the weak say, I am. I am. I am. I am. He am and I am. He am strong. I am strong. He am well. I am well.
Yes, sir.
Pastor mentioned this last night. Kelly came home from school, and she had had the symptoms of the flu all day long. I can just see her little face, George. She come dragging in there. Man. She was hurting, and she told me, she said, Daddy, everything hurts. I just hurt. My eyes just hurt. She said, I've been standing against the flu all day, when I laid my hands on her, this came out my mouth. It came out supernaturally. I said, Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She looked at me. She said, I'll be right back. So she went into her room, and she was in there a little while. But when she came out, no fever. No fever. Glory to God. See, the devil's trying to take her health away from me. So she didn't need to say, I'm so sick. You know, just really be very careful about that. Be very diligent about saying, I am. I am. What do? We call things that be not as though they were. Thank God I call myself well. Amen. I call myself healed. Amen. I call my memory fine.
Yes, sir.
And restored.
Yes,
I call my body well.
Amen.
So I'm calling things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
Amen. So now we're in the book of Exodus. Let's just turn to the right, and let's look at Exodus 23. Now, it's not all that good to take one verse. I mean, you can get away with it, but there's more understanding when a verse, what I call going widescreen, when you see the whole situation, because this verse by itself reads peculiar. It's very peculiar in its reading. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he didn't say, I shall bless your bread and water. He didn't say that. He said, he shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in any land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. All you have to do is back up to the 20th verse. and you'll find out who He is. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place that I have prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. My name is in him. But if you will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary, for my angel shall go before you, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and that angel will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. And the length of your days I will fulfill. This is the great God. He is talking to His covenant people. He's talking to His covenant bunch right now, right here and right there. Hallelujah. He's talking to our nation. He's talking to their nation. Glory to God. Now, let's turn to the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And we are going to straighten out a great mystery. We know in this chapter, glory to God, the curse of the Lord, 22nd verse, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever. Oh, the Lord will smite thee. Well, now, wait a minute. Who's doing the smiting here? Well, you know, there's that, no, Irk, stop. Put it in reverse. And go to 27th chapter. Verse 6. You shall build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and offer burnt offerings thereupon unto the Lord your God. And you shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this law, all the words of this covenant, very plainly. Write it on these stones. They were huge. Write it on these stones very plainly. Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day you're become the people of the Lord your God. And you shall therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you come over Jordan, Simon, Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. It was to wake up the nation. And they were declaring the blessing and the curse. Can you see it? God, he's not cursing these people. But he's establishing in your ears the blessing and the curse. Now, Kern, just keep following and keep following. 28, 29, and 30. This is all the same time. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Now look, right this day, see, this day. All of this was this day. I have placed before you life and death. He spoke life to one mountain and death to the other, life to one side, curse to the other. Yeehaw! Glory to God! You choose life. You choose life. All of you. All of you on that mountain over there. All of you on that mountain over there. You choose life, that both you and your seed after you shall live.
Amen. Amen.
All we had to do to unravel that confusion is go back one chapter. Then go over to the, we won't turn that today, but go over to the book of Joshua, and that was acted out. That was played out again with all the new group. And they hung the king of Ai, hung him. And impaled him. That was Jesus. I said, that was Jesus, Doc. That was Jesus. He was impaled. The king hung on a tree and he was impaled. And it was acted out verbatim, verbatim in the book of Joshua. My God, hallelujah. And that's when our healing took place. Because we know what, when the Apostle Paul was teaching this, he knows all this. He could quote the book of Deuteronomy. He could quote the first five books of the Bible.
Amen.
And much of the rest of it. So let's turn over there to the little book of Galatians. Oh, man, I'll tell you, these powerful letters. See, here's the thing. All in these letters, everything in these letters had already been written and played out in the first covenant. Everything there. Well, is healing for us today? Is God alive today? Then it is for us today.
Thank you.
Amen. It belongs to us.
Yes, sir.
It belongs to us. So, the third chapter, and that's what this third chapter of Galatians is about. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before the eyes of Jesus the Messiah? Hath been evidently, there's evidence, evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of the works of the law by the hearing of faith. Now look at this. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect or matured by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the Scripture, or God. God and His Word are one. The Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the healing through faith, preached, the Scripture preached, God preached there before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. That's what he was talking about over there. Glory to God. Take the blessing.
Amen.
Take the blessing. How do you do that? With faith words, life words. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for their life or medicine to all your flesh. To whom? To those that find it.
Amen.
Amen. And here it is. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things which are written in the book of the law. We just read it out of the book of the law.
Amen.
And then over in the book of Joshua, it was played out. This man was hung and impaled. This king. When they went through that very same thing again with the young group. Hallelujah. Isn't this amazing? Verse 12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Yee-haw! He has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Yahoo! Glory to God! Healing is happening right now. It's happening right now. Receive your healing. You don't have to wait a letter. Take it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus, the Anointed One, the Messiah, that we might receive what the Spirit promised. We might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Yes, yes.
Yee, glory to God, hallelujah. Through faith. Through faith, I received my healing this morning. My faith makes me whole. My faith makes me whole this morning. My faith takes care of me. My faith has healed me. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we see from this, well, no, I'm not quite done there. As you finish reading that chapter, oh, then the crowning message, Verse 26, you are all the children of God by faith in Messiah Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, into Him, into His body, into His anointing, have put on that anointing. We're the body of the Anointed One. The anointing, the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of Almighty God.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini-book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you.
Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I want you to say this out loud after me right now. Just say it like this: God loves me and He wants me healed. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me that God's plan for your life is nothing missing, nothing broken, everything made right. Now, each day this week, we've been going to healing school with Brother Copeland and learning to call ourselves well according to the Word of God. Now, keeping your faith activated for healing is something that you do all the time. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift they want to sow into your lives to help you feed your spirit a daily dose of God's Word concerning your healing. We call this package the Healing is Yours package. It's a CD and a book by Kenneth Copeland. God wants you well and strong, but He wants you well and strong so that you become a witness of His healing power. You become a witness to the people around you, and you take what you've learned and then you minister that same power of God, that same healing power of Jesus to other people. And what healing is physical evidence to the world of God's very existence and His willingness to meet your needs on any level, on every level. And it gives people opportunity to see His will, to see His goodness carried out in your life. You become living proof when you let Him be seen in your family, be seen in your workplace, in your community. Listen, Jesus is the healer. We want you to know that, and that's why we're offering these things to you. So request your free package or download the products all on kcm.org. Now, if you need somebody to pray with you, I invite you to call KCM's prayer line. We have prayer ministers who are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you for any challenge in this life. I'm telling you, God has the answer. Jesus already paid the price for you to have whatever it is you need to live prosperous, to live victorious in this life. Now, if it's a challenge with your healing, God has healing promises. If it's a challenge or financial pressures around you, God has prosperity promises. And whatever the need is, grace, the grace of God has made a way. And now it's time to receive it by faith. Call us today. We've got prayer ministers and offices around the world. So go to kcm.org to check the office nearest you. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to request your free copy of today's program.